Jeff Hutchison, ABC Radio Perth.
Confirmation today that finally the federal government is to conduct a royal commission into veteran suicides. Scott Morrison says the commission will have a mandate to examine the systemic issues and any common themes amid deaths by suicide of ADF members and veterans, and how veterans transition into Civvy Street will also be a focus too. We're told that there have been more than 400 suicides among veterans dating back to about 2001, and that that figure has risen dramatically in the last 12 months. Vivian Bleicher, a very good afternoon. Vivian is the CEO of Legacy in WA. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jeff.
Your organisation has long been the organisation that looks after veterans' families. So how do you greet this news today?
Look, this news is absolutely welcome. I think it has been a long time coming, as you rightly mentioned, but I think across the entire defence community there's a huge sigh of relief that it's actually happened and it's here. Not only will it provide us an insight into the systemic issues that contribute to suicide, veteran suicide, but what it also does, from my personal perspective, is it brings awareness, acknowledgement, and a certain degree of recognition to veterans, but also their families. And I think when you look at the veterans involved in this narrative, you've got one, two, or three close family members that also feel the effects of life. And it's not just the immediate family, it's the extended family that we have to consider in all of this as well.
We hear that those rates of deaths have gone up quite considerably in recent years. Is there any sort of understanding as to why that may be the case?
There's lots of talk out there, people surmising, but I think the clear evidence shows that over the last 20 years, the frequency and the tempo of operations has increased significantly. So that's got to be a contributing factor in all of this. When you deploy on operations, it's not just that one deployment. It's the training that occurs before and the post-deployment decompression, so to speak. And throughout that entire period of time, if you imagine a bucket, you want to fill it to the top, and that represents health and well-being. As soon as you start to stick a hole in the bottom of the bucket, then, that health and well-being drains out, and each deployment would represent that hole.
And it certainly has been put in recent times, as we've discussed other matters and other deployments in other places like Afghanistan, extremely high-stress places in which we've been assessing critically the behaviour of service personnel, that we've also heard either an unwillingness to say, I need a break. If my mates are going, then I have to go back. And also maybe something within the ADF where not enough questions are asked saying, do you need a break?
Operational fatigue is critical to this whole issue. And I would agree that, training as a team, working as a team, deploying as a team, the basics of all of that and the fact that what you're doing out there really means you need to rely on the individuals behind you. So you don't want to leave a deployment. You want to make sure you're there to support your team and your crew. So that would definitely be a factor. But I think there's two parts to this issue. One is the in-service people operating now. More needs to be addressed around how people prepare themselves for those holes in the bucket that come and how to plug them. But also how to prepare them for their transition into civilian life. And I think when you look at the rates of suicide, they are much higher in ex-service defence personnel compared to the general community, and that's where the issue really
is. We have been talking about this for a long time, the difficulty of transition. How do we do that better? How do we make transition back to Civvy Street better? Or is it about educating that service person the day they sign up, that this is what your future might look like?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as you hit the defence, everything's provided for you.
Yeah.
You're given lots of opportunities and you need to make the most of those. But I think there needs to be a point in your military career where you start to integrate back into civilian life early before the transition occurs. But I think importantly, the key here is also utilising the family as a preventative measure. They're the canary in the mining cave, so they will be able to identify the red flags in their spouse, son, daughter, cousin, brother, And they need to be armed and educated in who to go to and where to find support for their family unit.
So you know that obviously from the perspective of Legacy and the great work that Legacy has done for a very, very long time. Not knowing the answer to this, your own transition from being an Army major to coming back and these days no doubt living a very different life, what are the tough things about that?
I think the hardest part of it was identifying where you fit in the new world. And in the military, you've got a very clear structure. You know exactly where you need to operate within which boundaries. When you step out, you lose your identity to some extent. And I think that really eats at the heart of some individuals. But to have a sense of purpose, it's out there and people just need to know where to look for it and how to actually secure it.
Your stories from your city every day.
Drive.
ABC Radio Perth.